USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Protesters demonstrated outside the Supreme Court while the justices heard arguments on the Trump administration's plan to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. Alan Brooks LaSure with the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights.
We will not let the 2020 census include this question that is untested, unnecessary, untimely, unethical, and unwise.
The Trump administration is pushing back against Capitol Hill lawmakers calling for the release of the president's tax returns. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying not yet on the returns in a statement. The committee's request has not been denied or granted at this time. The department expects to take final action on the committee's request by May 6th after receiving the Justice Department's legal conclusion. This is USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up with the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
A 19th Democrat announces a run for the White House, and it's still not Joe Biden. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton makes an announcement on Monday morning in a video posted online.
I'm running because we have to beat Donald Trump, and I want us to beat Donald Trump because I love this country.
Moulton is a 40-year-old Marine combat veteran who was awarded a Bronze Star for his service in Iraq. He's in his third term representing a district north of Boston. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The House Oversight Committee may sanction a former White House advisor. Chairman Elijah Cummings is threatening to hold Carl Klein in contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena by failing to appear for his deposition. He's accused of helping to cover up wrongdoing in the White House security clearance process. The committee will schedule a vote on the contempt charge. He could spend a year in jail and be fined up to $100,000. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's more reactions from the Mueller report from two people on different sides of the political spectrum. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Senior advisor to President Trump, Jared Kushner, was speaking during the Time 100 summit in New York on Tuesday. He was asked about the Mueller report and investigations over whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russia during the 2016 campaign.
Quite frankly, the whole thing's just a big distraction for the country. And you look at, you know, what Russia did, you know, buying some Facebook ads to try to sow dissent and do it, and it's a terrible thing. But I think the investigations and all of the speculation that's happened for the last 2 years has had a much harsher impact on our democracy than a couple of Facebook ads. If you look at the magnitude of what they did and what they accomplished, I think the ensuing investigations have been way more harmful.
Hillary Clinton was also speaking at that Time 100 summit, and she was asked about the Mueller report as well.
We were the subject of a foreign adversary's attack, an attack on our election, an attack on our sovereignty, an attack on our democracy. This is not just about a reckoning with the recent past. This is about what is going on today and the threats to our next election, to our defense as a nation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.